The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Hi Shannon, here's what's been happening in the world of music. Buckle up music fans, the 66 Grammy Awards is officially on and it will feature a stellar lineup. Grammy winning sensations Billie Eilish, Dua Lipa and Olivia Rodrigo are set to grace the stage at Los Angeles' Crypto.com Arena on February 4th, just over 2 weeks away. In other news, Sir Elton John feels incredibly humbled in achieving EGOT status after winning an Emmy for Outstanding Variety Special for Elton John Live Farewell from Dodger Stadium. The iconic singer now stands as the 19th individual to join the esteemed EGOT Club, which recognises performers who have won an Emmy, Oscar, Grammy and Tony Award. And lastly, Sophie Ellis-Bextor plans to release Murder on the Dance Floor on vinyl following its feature in the film Saltburn. The British singer's 2001 hit has climbed to the second position on the UK singles chart. Capitalising on the unexpected revival of the pop disco track, a limited edition red 7-inch vinyl as well as a limited edition red CD will be available. As soon as we have a date, we will let you know.
Thanks for that, Michael. That's all really exciting. So, we have a question today though, don't we?
Yeah, so after the cold week we've had now, if you're feeling a bit purple, you've got a chance to win a night at the movies for two. All you have to do is message in telling us where you prefer, when you prefer to go to the cinema, during the week or at the weekend.
During the week or at the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, like, I personally like the quietness of during the week.
True.
But obviously it's more time consuming during the week.
That's very true. Let us know weekday or weekend, 083 3010 103. And what have we got coming up in the next hour, Michael?
We've got series and movies.
Fun!
Go! The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Shannon, it's time to update your watch list with these series and movies. One on Netflix that's definitely worth a watch is the three-part true crime docu-series American Nightmare. After a harrowing home invasion and kidnapping in 2015, Aaron Quinn and Denise Huskins are accused of staging the ordeal when Denise reappears. In other news, Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer seems to be the frontrunner at the 2024 BAFTA Film Awards, securing an impressive 13 nominations. The film, which stands as Nolan's most commercially successful, has now become his most nominated work in the UK. Among the nominations are categories such as Best Film, Best Director and Supporting Roles for both Robert Downey Jr. and Emily Blunt. And lastly, the creators of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey have unveiled their new project, Pinocchio Unstrung. Produced by Reese Frake Waterfield and Scott Jeffrey, the cast and crew for the movie will be revealed at a later date and production is scheduled to commence this summer with a targeted release date of late 2024.
Thanks for that, Michael. Now, I have to admit, American Nightmare, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I think it's actually really, really good.
Yeah, you were telling me about it now. It does sound interesting, to be fair. It sounds good, look.
I was glued. I'm not going to lie. I was full on glued to it. I thought it was really interesting. But it's just kind of hilarious because the cops had basically based it off of a movie that had come out and thought that this couple was doing it in real life.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Yeah, I haven't watched a true crime docuseries in a while either.
Oh, I'm big into that.
I'm also excited for this Pinocchio Unstrung thing.
Yeah,
horror. I don't know if they're going like full American horror with it or they're going to go lean into the Italian side with all the slang and everything like that. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. But I mean, what? It's Mickey Mouse, it's Pinocchio.
Yeah, and we've Winnie the Pooh as
well. Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. And it's in the same universe they're calling it now. Maybe they're starting up this whole universe thing where they're all somewhat connected or something like that.
Interesting. Right, yeah. We have some tickets to give away.
Yes, so one lucky listener has the chance to win a night at the movies for two. All you have to do is message in telling us when you prefer to go to the cinema, during the week or the weekend.
Let us know, 083 30 10 and 103. You can text or WhatsApp us and Michael will be back in the next hour with...
Cinema News.
Cinema News.
Go! The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown with IMC Cinemas. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Portlaoise. Midlands 103.
Shannon, it's time for All Things Cinema News, and this is with thanks to IMC Cinemas. This week's new releases are Mean Girls and The End We Start From. So let's start with a new twist on a modern classic, Mean Girls, all about how Katie Herron is a hit with the plastics, an A-list clique at her new school. But everything changes when she makes the mistake of falling for Aaron Samuels, the ex-boyfriend of Alpha Plastic, Regina George. I wonder, will this live up to the original? This movie is showing in all four cinemas in Athlone, Mullingar, Thurles and Tullamore. Next, we have The End We Start From, which is released in cinemas today. A woman tries to find her way home with her newborn while an environmental crisis submerges London in floodwaters. If this sounds like something you'd like to watch, you can do so in all four cinemas. For more information, check out midlands103.com and this is with thanks to IMC Cinemas.
Thanks for that, Michael.
No worries.
I have to admit, though, I am dying to see the new Mean Girls because I was really obsessed with it.
Yeah, I haven't even seen the original.
Michael.
I know that's a bit uncommon.
That is something. Sorry, I didn't even put your mic up. That is something that's absolutely wrong. You need to go and watch it.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch it too, back to back.
Yeah. Oh. So what, you go and
marathon
watch,
or something?
Yeah, you watch the first one at home and then just go, ask, we're going straight to the cinema.
Yeah.
I love, right, so we had a pair of IMC cinema tickets to give away. What was the question? Just to let everyone know.
So, when do you prefer to go to the cinema? During the week or at the weekend?
So would you like your winner?
Yes.
Okay,
please.
So congratulations to Julie Burt. You like to go to the movies on the weekend.
Well done, Julie. Enjoy your weekend. And no Herkel Dirkling.
Any plans this weekend, Michael?
None. Quiet weekend, thank God.
Oh, you're going to go to the cinema, so?
Maybe.
All right, that's how you do it. Thanks, Michael. Have a great weekend.
The Maldron Hotel Friday Entertainment Rundown. Thanks to Maldron Hotel Port Leash. Revving up your taste buds with daily carvery. Open from 12:30 to 3 p.m. MaldronHotelPortLeash.com. Midlands 103.